When you're feeling weak and unable to move through another day because of an illness, Jesus is telling you that it is during this time that you need to be stronger. This is because God is in the process of earning you the recovery. The message reveals that as God does so, He is hopeful that your trust is in Him. He wants to win your soul to Himself and act as your guide at all times. He could delay the healing so that when it occurs, you are going to always testify of His goodness in your life. Therefore, in your moment of sadness, it is important that you remember that the Most High has not neglected you. He is not silent, but rather in expectation that you are going to choose Him as your lead to obtaining recovery and secure good health. Put your faith in the Lord. Jesus is saying to you today that at times predicaments will occur in your life for the purpose of putting your faith to test. The challenge you are undergoing battling an illness is not destined to last forever. It does not occur with the intention of wrecking your life. Instead, you are in a trial of how far you would go entrusting your life to God. He always wants to have you by His side always. Hence, during such a time, this message is informing you to be the closest you have ever been to the powers in heaven. Make pursuits to have the Lord's Spirit in your existence. Admit that you need it in your life, and without it, your life is under jeopardy. Jesus' message is letting you know that you intensify your faith in the Lord by reading and contemplating on His Word, praying regularly, as well as worshiping and praising His holy name. The message further discloses that even having little faith will attain you healing. Believing that God is capable of transforming your situation is enough to have it transformed. Jesus is enlightening you that the Lord's Word reveals that while having faith, when you tell a mountain to move, it will. Then what of your ailment? With faith, there is nothing that you can't accomplish in life. Everything is going to fall in place and in your favor. You will attain good health and be able to resume your day-to-day activities. In your suffering, Jesus is urging you to at all time take up the shield of faith, despite the pain you are enduring. This is because through it, you can put off all the attempts by the evil to ruin your life. You will win back your health and be in a position to do all that you have wished while sick. God will compensate you for the days you have been troubled, and allow you to gain happier days. A situation that is not meant to last, there isn't any hindrance that emerges in your life that is meant to last forever. It is only a phase that will pass in due time. It is a moment to gain fortitude as well as learn from your faults or experiences. Jesus' message is encouraging you that you will soon get a remedy for that disease you are suffering from. God is watching, and before you know it, He will channel a solution to the difficulty. Therefore, keep hoping that any minute could bring about a change that will see you attain a transition. Jesus is filling you up that the Lord wouldn't want to see you experience misery all your life. His urge is that you attain a fulfilling life by meeting the objectives you have. He is also reminding you that God is neither early nor late. He will emerge in your existence when the time to do so is convenient. So, even when you perceive it as if it has been too long since you got sick, it does not mean that you will get to the last days of your life without meeting your purpose. Jesus affirms that you will recover and secure the life you have always envisioned. More so, eventually you are going to even surpass the targets you had made. The plan of the Lord is not to see you sick, but to attest to your wins in the right time. Hence, do not get too bitter about the illness you are enduring. This is because perhaps without its existence, you lack the chance to meet the aims of your life. Embrace courage. Jesus' message of the day is a means to inspire you to always be bold. Be ready to face the challenges that emerge as you live. The disease you are suffering from will not weaken you if time and again you prove courageous. Make petitions to God about filling you up with strength to face the difficulties that arise in life. In addition, you ought to plead for His intervention in your pursuits to earn robustness. While you exhibit bravery as you fight the illness you are bearing, you are more likely to win over it. The Word of the Lord says that He is always with you, a reason you need not to fear. If you are afraid that the therapies being done or the medications you are taking won't earn you recovery, Jesus encourages you to adopt courage. The Almighty will uphold you with His righteous right hand, and the remedies will table good outcomes. Jesus is telling you that God will turn you into a mighty force if you are feeling weak. This is with the purpose of enabling you to overcome the mountainous difficulties and obtain His joyful aim over your life. Further, He wants you to put on His armor so that even upon the occurrence of any sort of ailment, it will not leave your body, soul, or mind damaged. Having God by your side, you are going to have the strength to withstand the effects of any illness, as you wait for His healing back to having good health.